brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, fellow InfoWarriors, tuning in from across the globe. It is Thursday, the 24th day of June, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We'll be simulcasting the second, third, and fourth hour with the radio at PrisonPlanet.tv. Judge Andrew Napolitano is scheduled to be popping in with us during the next hour to talk about government takeover of healthcare. The new Supreme Court nominee, Elena Kagan, and her anti-Second Amendment, anti-free speech statements. She'd be more at home in Nazi Germany via teleportation device into the past or in Cuba today. Lord Christopher Monckton will be joining us on the latest developments with the neo-eugenics population reduction movement, the neo-feudal serf movement known as the environmental movement. How their attempt to seize control of the entire infrastructure and enemy operations that they are engaged in, and their attempt to seize control of the entire energy structure. We will have Lord Christopher Monckton joining us coming up in the third hour today. And then Officer Jack McClam pops in the last 30 minutes of the show to give us his take on what's happening with the oil spill. So that is coming up today. And, of course, your phone calls. I will be taking your phone calls on any issue you wish to discuss in this first hour. Wide open phones on the McChrystal situation, the oil spill, the latest on Elena Kagan and her police state activities, the open announcements by the FCC, the Federal Trade Commission, and others that they are taking over the Internet with a plan to end free speech, censor all web content, and surveil without warrants all activity in any digital communication system, including what you watch on television through these black boxes at the ISPs and in your home. We'll be talking about it all today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Obama may soon legalize illegal aliens by executive dictate or fiat. Why not? That's seizing control of the auto industry, many of the banks. Why not? And we've got a whole bunch of senators coming out and saying that's the scuttlebutt. They're being told, pass open borders, pass the end of the United States, pass the North American Union criminal integration, or we are going to simply legalize the 30 million illegals on our own. GOP lawmakers warned of administration plan to grant amnesty to illegal aliens via executive fiat. And we've got another report here on that. Labor Department offers assistance to illegal immigrants facing wage disparities. So just total legalization already by fiat by the federal government. They refuse to pick illegals up, according to the Houston Chronicle, who've committed murders. When they refused a rapist, arsonist, just release them. They will not deport them. The Austin Police Department admits they pull a drunk driver over as an illegal alien. They are released into Valhalla. Not a citizen, not a milk cow, not a blood bag. The vampire government sees citizens as blood bags and the open border illegal aliens as kind of Renfield servants of Nosferatu in this whole takedown of the Republic. Of course, they will become blood bags as well as soon as they've helped do their job. But they're Renfield helpers who can come out during the day. Obama may soon legalize millions of illegal aliens by executive dictate. So we'll be covering what the hordes of Renfield servants are up to coming up. Also, we're going to get into the economy. Big poll, confidence waning in Obama, U.S. outlook. His polls just continue to fall like a shooting star into the Gulf of Mexico. And we'll also get into the latest situation with Iran. War right on the horizon with the provocation of the Iranians saying they're going to run the Israeli-Gaza blockade, and the Israelis saying they're going to start boarding Iranian ships.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Judge Andrew Napolitano coming up in the next hour, then Christopher Monckton, Lord Christopher Monckton, Jack McClam. Your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231. Okay, let me just read to you from the top of the different stacks I have here in front of me today. Obviously, you know Obama fires McChrystal, selects Petraeus to oversee opium fields in Afghanistan. That's Kurt Nemo's headline at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And it's now public in the last year in the BBC and Fox News and the Associated Press that, yes, our forces even help cultivate the opium. Because if they don't grow it and ship it out to America, Al-Qaeda will, and they'll get the money. So that's a great new spin. That's how dumb the establishment thinks the public is, that Al-Qaeda isn't a CIA front, that the Mujahideen wasn't created by Zbigniew Brzezinski in 79 to attack the Russians, to elicit their invasion. It's all part of the record. And so understand, this is a very important article, and that really is why we're there, is to get control of those key pipeline regions for Unocal and others. That's why we have Mohammad Karzai, the former Unocal executive, being the El Jefe, quasi-dictator of Afghanistan. His brother, on record, the New York Times even admits this, is the top narcotics trafficker in the nation, works closely with NATO, U.S., and British forces. And so now Obama fires McChrystal, selects Petraeus to oversee opium fields in Afghanistan. I've done some research, more research on McChrystal. He was a special fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations before he was given really high-level command when he was taken out of special forces. And he is a globalist, New World Order all the way. He was instrumental in the cover-up of the murder of Pat Tillman, the big NFL star who was the poster boy for recruitment, joining his brother in the Army and being part of the Rangers, and then writing home about the opium production and how the war was a fraud and how he couldn't wait to get home and speak out against the war. And Black Ops said, that gets in the way of mission. You are collateral damage. And they claimed he'd fought al-Qaeda up a hill and valiantly defeated them. Turned out there wasn't any al-Qaeda or Taliban for hundreds of miles in any direction, literally, and that they'd gotten up close, shot him up close. He'd hid behind a rock and begged and pleaded and even tried to get on a CB. And they knew full well they walked up claiming they were going to give him aid and then shot him three times in the head at point-blank range. So he was murdered. And we've talked to the family, and they believe that, and they're on record, saying it's covered up. So everybody's putting McChrystal up there like some big, giant, wondrous hero who is going to save our society, and he wanted more troops, and he wanted to win the mission, and Obama just couldn't handle a real warrior and was uncomfortable with him in meetings they had. McChrystal was chosen to play the hawkish end of the spectrum and call for 60,000 troops so Obama could play the other end of the false choice and say only 30,000. Now, Obama had already sent 45,000. That there was literally no fanfare on that. And then it was a false debate about, so the left would be pro-war. Well, we're with Obama. He only wants 30. And McChrystal wants 60,000. It's these theatrical events. And 2 weeks ago, they had the stunt about $1 trillion in lithium that's in the country. And, of course, that was in reports in the 80s. That was in a World Bank report in 2003. But it's that false idea of you're going to get some of the Iraqi oil, American people. yeah, you're going to get some of the banker bailout money too, right? And you're going to get some of the lithium money. I guess maybe they'll take the lithium and put it in your water. They've had studies to do that. It's a toxic tranquilizer. But other than that, that's the only way you're getting any of the Afghan lithium is in your water. So sit down and shut up. So it's all just being sold and pushed perpetually at you as diversions to keep you, that small dwindling number of people that support it, to feel like you have some skin in the game and that you're part of the soap opera that is Afghanistan. So Obama is horrible. George W. Bush is horrible. Mitt Romney is terrible. McChrystal is horrible. Globalist CFR. Go read the CFR website. I mean, he is a senior fellow. They took him out of special forces when he was a colonel, sent him to school there for several years. And he is a CFR specialist, a globalist, a New World Orderite. Now, it is true that they love Mr. Ph.D. from the Woodrow Wilson New World Order School, globalist school, Petraeus, General Petraeus, who does have seizures in public. Hey, but that didn't stop Julius Caesar from conquering the known world. He is their little heir apparent. And you've got to ask yourself, why did McChrystal do what he did? And he's not stupid. In talking to a phony, neoliberal, trendy publication like Rolling Stone, they knew exactly what they were doing. His aide knew. McChrystal knew. And so he is a real warrior compared to the person having seizures. Who's never been in combat, betray us. Of course, the globalists don't like a fourth-generation West Pointer who was in the Delta Force previously and sleeps 4 hours a night and eats one meal a day and runs 7 miles a day. I mean, they do not like that. They would like to have Elena Kagan in a field marshal outfit with that giant jowl beneath her chin, and then she can come up and undo a spigot on the bottom of it and pour cream gravy out on chicken fried steaks. I mean, that's their idea of a general, is a pot-bellied woman who's about 4'9" with a jowl full of cream gravy. And so, yes, they're uncomfortable. And, yes, the aide and, you know, McChrystal talked about how uncomfortable Obama and these little mobster Chicago criminals are because they're not disciplined. They're running around snorting cocaine, partying, carousing in Chicago, getting their homes and cars and apartments paid for by BP and Goldman Sachs. You know, they're hanging out with Blagojevich. They're a bunch of undisciplined, teleprompter-reading Harvard crooks, Harvard lawyers, the same delicate geniuses that brought you derivatives. So, of course, they hate someone who runs 7 miles a day and sleeps 4 hours a night and runs around in the middle of the night stabbing and killing people in special forces. I mean, they don't like BB guns, ladies and gentlemen. They don't like rifles. They don't like – they're afraid of anything. I've talked about domesticated female reporter here with Chris Matthews to interview me, and she saw a firearm here in my studio. You know, in case anybody ever tries to bust in here and go postal on me, we're not going to just get down on our knees and beg. No, God helps those that help themselves. And the woman started hyperventilating and crying and couldn't breathe, literally. This is the pre-programmed brainwashing. This is the imperial conditioning that they put minions of the dehumanization through. So we don't know why McChrystal's gone. He did a great job increasing opium production. He did a great job angering the Pakistanis and Afghans to create an actual resistance so the Pentagon has a pretext for the forever war, the never-ending war, that'll definitely go into several decades in Afghanistan, a perfect system to dump trillions of armament sales into every decade, hundreds of billions a year of oil and gas to be extracted, $500 billion a year in opium. I mean, he was doing a pretty good job for him. So maybe it is just thin-skinned, Obama, according to Wayne Madsen, who I really trust, Obama, Bathhouse, Hussein, Barry Sitaro. I mean, it just may be thin-skinned that they didn't like hearing some candid discussions about themselves. But you've got to remember that it doesn't matter. Petraeus is a globalist. McChrystal, the opium pimp, is a globalist on record. And even Army coroners went public and said there was a cover-up and that all evidence showed foul play and murder. I mean, that's in the Army report because there were Army doctors who refused to go along with the falsification of General McChrystal. And he was in command. He was the man who would have given the order to pull the trigger on Pat Tillman, who'd gone from their dream poster boy to get all the young 18-year-olds out of high school to enlist for the meat grinder to somebody that was saying, I'm not going to grow smack. I'm not going to grow juice for people's veins. I'm not going to be part of this fake war. I'm coming home. He'd written letters to anti-war people, to his family. He was coming home, and they said, no, you're not. You're coming home in a pine box. Pin my wings upon my chest. Tell my mom I done my best. McChrystal ordered the whacking of the soldier. Tell my mom I done my best. So I'm done talking about it. It's a diversion. The oil situation is horrible, is devastating, is obviously a false flag any way you look at it. They gave the orders to Anadarko and to Halliburton, BP did, that they knew would cause an rupture. The engineers are on record who took the orders and tried to refuse. They had problems for 2 months. The well had already ruptured. That's all come out. Now, we told you about it 3 weeks ago from the reports from the Coast Guard, but in the last week it's come out mainstream news. Reuters, BBC, AP. And, yeah, it's a big deal, but it itself is a diversion from the Iran situation. We'll give you the latest developments on that front when we return after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad.
Welcome, my friends. Coming up, Judge Andrew Napolitano on a host of issues. I'll be sure to bring this up with him. Obama set to legalize millions of illegal aliens by executive dictate. That's right, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool, as Begala said. And this is what he's doing on the carbon taxes. It's what he's doing on the oil spill. It's what he's doing on every front, seizing the auto industry, the bank situation. So get ready for that. Will the prostrate Congress stand up to him? That is coming up. Very, very serious treason. I mean, that is treason. If that isn't treason, I don't know what is. Now, you know the former head of Mossad's calling for a strike on Iran. You know that Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, is calling for it, saying they're going to intensify the blockade of Gaza, and that if anyone tries to get through it, they're going to get rougher with them. They're going to intensify their response. They were too easy, too lenient a month ago or so. And continuing with that, Iran, of course, is officially going to send a blockade-busting ship to Gaza. They say it is set to leave today. Other ships left yesterday. This is a whole bunch of other ships from Scotland and Ireland and France and Spain and Morocco and Iran, all steaming, all dieseling, all sailing towards the coast. Iran said it would send a blockade-busting ship carrying aid and pro-Palestinian activists to Gaza, feeling concern in Israel, where commandos were training for another possible confrontation at sea. And then if the Iranians fire on them, the Israelis will sink the ship, and it will be a giant international issue. Perfect springboard, and Israel has three German-made Dolphin subs with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles in the Persian Gulf. Openly, this is going back 2 weeks ago in the Times of London and Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, saying they may preemptively nuke any day. And the Israeli Air Force is training for bombing raids on hundreds of military sites. Anything that could support the program, nuclear program, whether you believe it's peaceful or not. Power plants, water treatment plants, roads, naval forces, military forces, army forces, militia forces. And, of course, 2 years ago, the U.S. battle plan was released by the Pentagon, including nuclear-tipped bunker busters. They said, well, don't worry, this isn't your granddaddy's nukes dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki A-bombs. This isn't your uncle's hydrogen bombs. This is modern, smaller, low-yield. But, of course, they do release giant plumes of radioactive waste ejected into the atmosphere and then raining back down to the jet stream across the world. And if you live anywhere in California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, if you look at the jet streams that come out of the Middle East and they go around the world, what happens in Iran and Iraq dumps directly in, generally, the jet stream varies from day to day, but generally dumps in right over New Mexico and Texas. The toxic waste coming out of China, all of their dirty factories that have zero emissions controls, rain down mainly in Texas. It's interesting, look at the jet stream that goes right across the Europe, Western Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe, into the Middle East and then into Central Asia, across China, goes then right across the ocean blue, the Pacific, and then rains down on us. Isn't that nice? So all of you good old boys out there that are saying, nuke, 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 green glass parking lot, kill, 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 kill me some Iranians, well, you're going to get what you want then. You and your family will get to breathe all of the deadly fallout that will go up into the atmosphere at 30,000 feet and then come lovingly down into your cities. A lot of people think there's so many allergies in Central Texas because of all of the plant and flora life around here. We're supposedly the capital, but of allergies, but really that's exacerbated and causing, many doctors believe and allergists believe, by the fact that the toxic trade winds come from all over. I mean, there's a bunch of different layers of bands around the globe of the jet streams, but the particular jet stream that goes right across some of the most toxic areas in the world rains down right on me. Why do I live here? Why do I let my family breathe this? Why don't I move to Montana? Maybe I will move the entire operation to Montana. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Your phone calls are straight ahead, and we'll get into some other news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com.
Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
All right, let me hit some more of the top news. We'll be going back into in more detail throughout the day when Lord Monckton joins us. Judge Andrew Napolitano, Officer Jack McClam, and others. You know about Maplewood or Maywood to lay off all city employees, dismantle police department. That's out of the L.A. Times. But all over the country, hundreds and hundreds of counties and cities are laying off half of their police or more. They're announcing they're not going to fix roads or sidewalks anymore, but they're going to raise taxes. What's wrong with this picture? How did the cities get in a financial situation where now your taxes go up, but then you don't get any of the government services? Because the cities were sold derivatives by the central banks who are now making record profits. This is a financial takeover. They are treacherous, larcenous criminals. And in so many cases, you now see sheriffs and mayors saying, buy guns, arm yourselves, in Ohio and other states, because In one city, they have 140-plus sheriff's deputies in one county, and they were cutting them down to 44. And of those 44, most were administrative or at the jail, and three were designated as the shift. One deputy per shift in the entire county. All the rest for bureaucracy, all the rest for government compliance, all the rest to write tickets and suck off you. Zero service. And at least the sheriff in that town said, you better buy guns. We are not allowed to help you. We are only allowed to feed. And the bankers have done this to hundreds of third world nations. That's why they're third world. The bankers don't want you having an engine of financial stability and independence. They want to control you. And the Business Insider reports Deutsche Bank, U.S. financial conditions just collapsed back to crisis levels. Financial conditions appear to have worsened substantially in recent quarters based on our update of the broad index of U.S. financial variables presented earlier this year by the U.S. Monetary Policy Forum in the wake of our recent developments in Europe. Increased stress in financial markets has pushed that index halfway back to its immediate post-Lehman crisis lows. That's out of Deutsche Bank Peter Hopper's comments. Biggest bank in Germany. And they go through the 25 financial institutions most likely to default. And it all will be consolidated down to one or two mega central banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, which, of course, own the stock in the Federal Reserve, Bank of England, the German Central Bank, the European Union Central Bank. And they finance all the fake green economy behavior. They finance all the new carbon taxes. You notice that Australia got a new leader yesterday, and she swore the last guy got thrown out because of his carbon tax. And they admitted on the news that the cattle farmers and sheep farmers would not be allowed to use the land anymore in over half the country. Remember those newscasts we played where the newscasts were saying it was good? They said, yes, generations of farmers lived on this land, but they're no longer allowed to use it because all of this area is off limits because of the carbon footprint of cows and sheep's flatulence. This is siege, shutting down society. And she swears that she will ram it through. You know, on a separate issue, I don't like to just get up here and bash police, because if we just do that, cops that are good and aren't going along with the police state thuggish, goonish directives they're being given, then psychologically feel alienated from the population of the country and so tend to gravitate into the gang psychosis that many police are under and that the system coaxes them to join. But every day without looking, I see mainstream media video, this one out of a New York courthouse, of the cops beating up a, quote, army veteran of Iraq. They always add that because they don't know what to do. It's like worship the police, worship the military. Of course, when you're actually in trouble as a cop or a former member of the military, they're not going to help you. The system isn't. But they point out that the cop beats him in the head with a billy club for literally no reason and then charges him. The video's up on InfoWars.com, charges him with attacking the cop. And then the cop lied and filed fake police reports. Other cops filed it with him. But strangely, the New York courthouse actually released the video and told the truth. So I guess that's good. I mean, but I've seen this over and over again. I've had cops arrest me and then lie and talk about falsely charging me in front of me, laughing at me, but then not doing it. Probably because I told him very calmly, okay, I'm going to sue you. You're not going to get away with this. I mean, I guess because I'm a media person, they think twice. But they get some average schmo out there, more and more of them. I mean, it is standard procedure for police to frame folks. I mean, they'll even do it when they know there's a camera rolling now. And that's a scary thing. And it undermines the entire history of police in this country. And it does create an us against them mentality. And police need to speak out against this. And this needs to be ostracized. This type of behavior needs to be completely off limits. But instead, how many squad car videos have you seen or audio have you heard where the cops are so comfortable in their fraud that they on the tape talk about how they're going to frame somebody, where they'll run into a woman or run into a man and run into somebody on a bike. Okay, this guy's dead. We're going to say he pulled out in front of me, okay? Or, oh, I just ran into the back of this lady. I'm going to go ahead and arrest her for DWI. Now, she isn't drinking, but we're going to say she is, all right? Okay. And the argument is, you know, you're on the cop's side, or you're on the, you know, the cops are outgunned and everybody's out to get us. This is what they say internally. So we've got to go ahead and cut some corners. Well, that's how you become Nazi Germany. And yeah, police have a tough job. I certainly wouldn't want it, but I mean, you can't just start framing people. So I'd like you to go watch the video up on Infowars.com. It's New York City cop beats war veteran senseless. The headline should be cop caught framing man he beats, because on the local newscast, they admit, and the police are now charging the cop, the grand jury is, that he beats the guy up for no reason, hitting him in the head with a billy club over and over and over again. In fact, let's just play the news clip, because I forget how many times they say he hit him. Let's go ahead and play this news clip, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. It's just, what do we do about this as a society? Here it is.
The confrontation plays out while security cameras roll. A police officer repeatedly hits a man with his baton. The clash reportedly happened after Iraq war veteran Walter Harvin ignored police officer David London's request for an ID. Tempers flare after Harvin pushes London. The video shows London repeatedly hitting Harvin, ultimately delivering nearly 20 blows. The videotape was shown Friday at the start of London's criminal trial. The incident happened in 2008. Harvin has filed a $35 million federal civil rights suit against London and the New York Police Department. London is also accused of lying about the beating. Prosecutors say he submitted reports saying Harvin had repeatedly kicked and punched the officers. However, the videotape tells a different story.
Yeah, all the black Iraq war vet does is the cop starts jumping on him and grabbing him by the shoulders and the arms, and the guy literally just pulls his hands away, which is an instinct to do. And it's like the police go, good, I've got a reason to beat this guy in the head with a baton. I mean, you can kill people punching them, folks. What is it with cops, just, especially New York cops? You've seen the footage of been beating the guy for like 5 minutes and the legs bloody just for fun. Beating him and 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 beating him. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, if somebody really hits you in the head hard with a billy club one time, there's a good chance it's going to kill you. And you see these cops hauling off with all the force they got. But it is usually wimp cops. I mean, it usually is little scrawny or potbelly cops who do this, and I guess they just get scared. Hey, if you're scared of everything and want to beat somebody with a billy club because they talk back to you, you shouldn't be a cop. I mean, they really shouldn't be hiring all these wimps. Because most of the time when you see somebody shot in the back by a cop, or you see a cop beating somebody to death or half to death, it's some weakling. And look, I'm not here against, you know, people who aren't strong. But, I mean, don't be a cop, okay? I mean, if you're just scared to death, so scared you're going to beat people for no reason and shoot them because you got something to prove. We do not need people with Napoleonic complexes as police who got something to prove. All right, I'm done talking about it. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Annie in Oregon. Annie, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I'm just very sorry to say that we only found you 2 months ago, but very glad that we finally found you. And we're busy listening to your archive shows. I'm glad that you're having Jesse Ventura on tomorrow. And as you know, I'm sure you're aware of that Jesse's conspiracy theory show just kind of suddenly disappeared after True TV had some major advertising campaigns promoting it. And I called True TV back in, I think, March or April, and I asked what happened to the show, and I received a very unusual response from the gal. And the gal started whispering on the phone. She whispered, and she says, do you want me to tell you what we're supposed to tell everyone, or do you want me to tell you what we've been told? And I said, well, how about both? So in a whisper, she says that, well, we're supposed to tell everyone that calls that his season is over. And I said, oh, only after five episodes? And she says, yeah. But she says, actually, it's been pulled. We can't show it on reruns. It's been pulled from the Internet. And she says, we've all been laid off, and we're going to be gone within 30 days. So I wonder if you knew any more about that.
Ma'am, listen, I it's good to have you here as a new listener, but you may have missed the show. And also, there's a lot of rumors that go around in big organizations, and people answering the phone. I'm surprised you could get somebody at a major network on the phone. They have hundreds of different programs, dozens and dozens of shows. I would guess 40, 50 different shows, maybe 100 other shows they're doing in reruns. And the way television works, and by the way, the lady that told you that, if she did, is mistaken, is that you have production houses that make TV shows, okay, for television, and then it gets picked up. Now, Jesse Ventura's show, and he was on a few months ago to announce it here, has been picked up for another 8-part season. It wasn't 5 parts, it was 8 parts. And it got record ratings on the True Network, the highest ratings of any new show they've ever had, formerly Court TV. And it's the number one reality TV network. There's 4 or 5 of them out there. And Ventura's show got record ratings. It got roughly 4 times the viewers of, say, a Chris Matthews. And if you count it together in the aggregate, more than 20 million people watched each episode. Around 1.8 to 1.9 watched it as it premiered, and then each show aired more than 20 times again. And Aaron was just telling me he saw it about a month ago in replays. So people will also, operators at places will also get real smart mouth with people and make stuff up. But you know, I'll ask Jesse about the show tomorrow. But you see, I'm a consultant on the show, and I don't know everything about it. And, you know, I just simply answer questions, or they run people by me, and I give them my feedback on them. I mean, that's basically it. And I'm really not supposed to, you know, talk much more about the show as a consultant on it, and also someone who appears on it. But no, the show is in full production with a somewhat larger budget, not a lot bigger. And it is one of their top shows, and the president of the network is extremely excited about it, and that's all I'm going to say. And see, I take a phone call, and that just completely threw me for a loop because, Ventura didn't expect the last 8 episodes to air because, you know, in every case, he comes out and discovers global warming is a complete fraud and a criminal operation for eugenics. Or he finds out that HAARP is a weapon. And the show's extremely popular. And nothing like this has ever been allowed to air on television. But the system is struggling to stay in the game, to stay relevant. I mean, that's why Chris Matthews and MSNBC, all they talk about, more than half their programming, is bashing Tea Partiers and conspiracy theorists and anti-New World Order people, I chief amongst them. I mean, just they're talking about me every day now on MSNBC because they're scared. They know my info is powerful. They know we have more listeners and viewers on the web than all of MSNBC combined. Go look at the numbers. They are a paper tiger. It's a joke. Rush Limbaugh's got 22 million listeners, conservatively, that's on rated stations that are in Arbitron. He's got a lot of affiliates that don't subscribe to the book, so it's not counted. His internet and other media aggregates show about 2 million internet listeners a week, so that's 24 million. Sean Hannity, 12 million. George Norrie, 16 million. Michael Savage, 12 million. This show, conservatively, 2 million on rated AM and FM stations. That's a conservative. It's more like 5, okay? But let's just say 2, okay? Another 1.5 million to 2 million on the internet. exponentially growing. Every week listening. I mean, Chris Matthews is a joke. His top shows have 500,000. It's a joke. But see, they put on these big airs, and they sit there with fancy teleprompters and fancy sets and have all these big star-studded guests. It's all a joke. Having a Nobel Prize is a joke. It's like almost like being a convicted child molester now. You've got Al Gore, this liar, caught lying in ClimateGate. You've got the war criminal Henry Kissinger with one. And having a show on MSNBC is like having a syndicated show on five radio stations. See, with talk radio, you may have three or four choices in a big city, one or two in a small town, and there's only three or four networks. So you got an audience for talk radio of conservatively 100 million Americans divided between four or five networks. We're the smallest of the five. See, that's conservative, dividing up 100 million listeners. Then you've got cable with 500-plus channels. It's a joke. It's a mirage. It's a hoax. Okay? Annie, I appreciate your call, but that person, if you did talk to him, told you a load of feathers, poppycock.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I don't know if they want me to mention the name of their publication, but it's one of the most popular in England magazines. It's the equivalent of the British Maxim. And I walk out during the 3 minute break, and boy, I tell you, that music is fitting. I didn't intend to play that Bob Marley song where he's talking about the Babylon system is the vampire sucking the blood of the children dry. And I walk out, and they've got up on the computer screen a London Telegraph headline, big money to be made in the adoption trade. And they said, do you know about this this writer? And I said, no. And they said, well, do you know about them allotting babies before they're even born for CPS to take them? And I said, well, yes, I've had members of the British Parliament on. That goes on here. But you know, here are mainstream writers who and the photographer, you know, saying that they're having their awakening right now. I mean, look, when my dad, who's a physician, told me when I was 15, don't sign the organ donor card. The word is some hospitals will kill you if you come in from a car wreck and are viable because they're going to get your organs. And I rolled my eyes and didn't believe him. And then a decade later or so, there was a big national news story about him literally not giving people treatment to get their organs and their eyes and their blood to literally exsanguinate, suck them dry. There are criminal guilds operating everywhere, and they do it through government and corporate deniability. You know, through these, I mean, it's kind of like Goldman Sachs and others selling derivatives, but then having their subsidiary insurance company certify it as good. And so they just legitimize this whole thing. And like with like, these groups of criminals mass together. But I was just reading this article in the last minute about a young lady has a child and was horrified to receive a letter that told her before she was even going to have the child that they were going to take the baby. And then and then it comes out in internal documents that they just have quotas. Well, remember the state senator up in Georgia who we had on, who was about to release all the documents about how they actually have headhunting quotas for even 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls, green-eyed, dark hair. Oh, there could be $600,000 for those. And they're in the schools. And they've got their operators who get kickbacks, the principals, the nurses, and they'll call your little first grade daughter in, and they'll look on her knees, and if she's got a scuff from running in the playground, she will be grabbed by the CPS network and will be delivered to the pedophile people that want her within just a few weeks. That's how they roll. I mean, it's all real. The pedophiles like go to the grocery store, and it's like we're tomatoes or potatoes. They just get us off the shelf, and they send men in uniforms to get us off the shelf for them. We are nothing but meat to them. We're nothing but animals. We're fed on, and they can and it's just like young women would get in the car with Ted Bundy. Over and over again, he was driving a nice, cute little Volkswagen, non-threatening. He picked it because it was yellow. He was wearing a little suit. He would act real friendly to them, and they couldn't believe 5 hours later they were in a shack with him electrocuting them, biting bloody chunks out of them, and torturing them because he had a short haircut and was well-spoken and going to law school, and you know he'd torture them for a few hours and kill them. And it's the same thing. I mean, you know, the government grows the opium in Afghanistan. Dying Corps Halliburton are on record running giant child kidnapping rings. It even comes out in the Chicago Tribune. No one stops them. Everywhere the UN goes, they're caught running giant child kidnapping rings, snuff films, production, opium, cocaine shipments, just total evil. And so when the guys asked me during the break, they said, do you know about this? Yes, I know all about it. And, you know, it's taken me a lot to be able to face up just to how evil all this is. But the longer we're naive, the worse it's going to get. It's kind of like Jews and others that were able to flee Germany, the few that could, who would tell people, look, they got labor camps. They're working people to death. They're killing people. They're shooting them in pits. People said, oh, Hitler's not doing that. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Oh, yeah, people that said there were La Cosa Nostra until 54 were called conspiracy theorists.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.